Thanksgiving and get an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, cook the ultimate feast with a Food Network Dutch oven or roaster for $31.99. Throw pillows for a festive home or $14.39. And plush Sonoma Goods for Life towels for all your guests are just $7.19. This weekend at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid November 17th to 19th with promo code FFAMILY20. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Navy Federal is proud to serve over 1 million veterans and their families.
The military bond, I feel like, is the strongest that you hold. You always meet a friend. You never meet a stranger. The military and Navy Federal go together very well. It just seems to be the smartest choice possible.
Our veterans share more than just the credit union. Visit NavyFederal.org for more information. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DoD, veterans, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA. Members were compensated for their participation.
Long distance, good. Talon Benton with 9 points, all from behind the arc. And Mountain Home has a two-possession lead all of a sudden. And now a steal by Luke Dibble after the pass was knocked away. Dibble quickly back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. But I think they're going to call the foul well before the shot attempt. And Mountain Home will inbound it on the baseline. 25 seconds into this second quarter, as that foul is called on Thad Wright, his first personal foul, team foul number 3 against the Panthers here in the first half. Dibble inbounded to Peters, over to Benton. He goes cross court to Cresilius in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound. Chased down by Dibble. Can he save it from going out of bounds? No, he can't. Checking into the game for Salem Springs is Tyler Pettit. He'll come back into the game as Thad Wright takes a seat. 7:25 left to play in the first half. It is 8:22-18, Mountain Home on top. Here's Pettit with the ball on the right wing. Goes across court to Lashley. Thought about the three. Now he'll give it up top to Norberg. Over to Perkins. Now to Pettit. Goes cross court to Lashley. And now he's going to be called for traveling. Salem Springs turns it back over. 7:04 left to play in the first half. Hunter Bashirs and Luke Cruz checking back into the game, replacing Colton Peters and Luke Dibble. 7:04 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading by 4. 22-18 is the count. Benton across the timeline. And he's going to pull up for another long three as no one goes out there to guard him. Cannot get it to go. Scramble for the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. Ooh, last touch by Mountain Home. I thought Salem Springs might have knocked that one out. But they're going to say it was touched by Mountain Home, so Salem Springs get it back. Less than 7 minutes left to play in this first half. Here is Perkins into the front court being double-teamed. Now goes cross-court to Pettit. His pass is knocked away, stolen by Bashirs, and back quickly comes Mountain Home. Bashirs going into the lane for the layup. His basket counts in, or they, oh my gosh, they're going to call that on the floor? No, they're going to call it on the floor, say it was before the shot. Jacob Wakefield picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Panthers. Norberg will head to the bench as he's replaced by Sam Everett, a 6-foot senior. Cresilius inbounds it to Cruz. Now over to Bashirs. Finds Benton in the left corner. Now Benton going towards the lane. Gives it to Waymire. Oh, an offensive foul is going to be called on Talon Benton. Just got a little too out of control and he's called for the charge. That is Benton's first personal foul, team foul number 2. Against Mountain Home. 6:27 left to play in the first half. Salem Springs gets it back. Mountain Home leading 22-18. For the Panthers, Jordan Stewart will check back in as he replaces Jacob Wakefield. And for Mountain Home, David Waymire will head to the bench as he's replaced by Bennett Pinson. Pinson, a 6'2 junior. Balls with Stewart up at the top. Now goes over to the right side. Now up top to Lashley. Lashley drills toward the right elbow. Gives it up top to Stewart. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. It rolls around and goes in. Jordan Stewart with his first 3 points of the night. And Mountain Home's lead is cut to 1. 22-21 our score. Here's Ben throwing it to Pinson. Back up top to Benton. He finds Peters on the right side. I'm sorry, that's Cresilius with it. Now up top to Benton. Gives it to Cruz in the paint. His jumper, good. Luke Cruz with his first 3 points of the night. Mountain Home leading 24-21, 5:42 left to play in the half. Here is Pettit with it. Now goes over to Stewart. Ball's down to in the corner with Pettit now. And now he's going to be called for the charge. Luke Cruz in perfect position to draw that foul. Tyler Pettit picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Bombers. Against the Panthers, that is, sorry. 5:29 left to play in the first half. Mount Tom gets the ball back, leading by 3. Benton will bring the ball across the timeline. He has it between the circles. Now he's dribbling towards the paint, kicks it over to Pinson in the left corner. His three-pointer misses everything, and Springs gets the rebound. That was Everett with it. Now quickly back comes Perkins. Now up top to Everett. Going up for the three-pointer is Pettit. He can't get it to go. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Solomon Springs. Mount Tom will get it back with 5:04 left in the half. Diego Flores checks back into the game for Solomon Springs as Tyler Pettit will head to the bench. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by 3. Benton will walk it into the front court. Solomon Springs in a 3-2 zone once again. Benton throws it to Cresilius on the right side. Back up top to Benton. Now it gives it to Cruz in the paint. He's going to pull up for the jumper. It goes off the glass and in, and he is fouled. Luke Cruz will head to the line for the and-one situation with 4:48 left to play in the half. That foul is on Diego Flores, his first personal foul, team foul number 6 against Solemn Springs. Luke Dibble will check back in for Mountain Home, replacing Bennett Pinson. So Luke Cruz will be at the line to try to complete the old-fashioned 3. And he does. He now has 5 points, all in the second quarter. 27-21, Mountain Home leading it. Here is Lashley into the front court. He has up the top, gives it there to Flores. Flores dribbles towards the right
ASC
side.
ASC warranty.
Picks up his dribble, trying to figure out where to go with it. His pass is knocked away and stolen by Cruz. Back comes Mountain Home. Here's Bashir's into the front court, throwing it to Benton in the right corner. Now he's going ahead towards the paint. Kicks it out to Bashir's in the left corner. His three-pointer is up, no good. And scramble for the rebound. Looks like a foul will be called on Mountain Home on the rebound. 4:20 left to play in the first half. And now Solomon Springs is going to take a timeout. That foul, by the way, on Baylor Cresilius, his first personal foul, team foul number 3. So Solomon Springs takes a timeout. We'll take it with him. 4:20 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home up on Solomon Springs, 27-21. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Seniors and their families often struggle with confusion and memory problems. While these symptoms can be serious, many of these older adults also suffer from agitation, paranoia, and dangerous behaviors, which can be even more severe. Dr. Tom Foster, specially trained, board-certified geropsychiatrist, leads a dedicated team of professionals at the Hensley Behavioral Health Center in Mountain Home to help patients and families cope with these problems. Call today to see how they can help. 870-508-6400. HensleyBehavioralHealth.com.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Well, it's Solomon Springs basketball as they trail Mountain Home 27-21 with the 4:20 left to play in the first half. It was Solomon Springs taking that timeout. Tim Stewart trying to settle his team down. Here is Perkins into the front court. Gives it to Flores on the right wing. Now goes up top to Lashley. Lashley going towards the lane, going up for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. Spencer Lashley with 5 points on the night. 27-23, Mountain Home leading it. Less than 4 minutes left to play in the half. Here is Benton into the front court. Throws it to Dibble in the left corner. Now back to Benton on the wing. Gives it to Cruz. He's going to Waymire. Waymire going up for the layup, off the glass and in, and he draws the foul. David Waymire now in double figures with 10 points, and he'll try to make it 11 with this free throw. With 3:45 left to play in the half. I didn't see who the foul was. I think they gave that to Sam Everett. That's his first personal foul, team foul number 7 against Salem Springs. Waymire could not get the free throw to go, and the rebound comes to Salem Springs. Ball's up top with Everett. He gives it to Stewart near the elbow. Now he's going to pull up for the jumper just inside the free throw line. No good. And Mountain Home could not control the rebound. They had two teammates going for it, and it goes out of bounds. Salem Springs will keep possession right under their own basket with 3:26 left to play in the half. 29-23, the Bombers on top. It will be Perkins inbounding it, and that ball goes right in to Sam Everett there in the paint. He puts it up and in. Sam Everett with his first 2 points of the night. Here is Dibble with the ball in the right corner. Now gives it to Bashirs. Over to Benton on the left wing. Finds Dibble in the corner. His three-pointer up, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Salem Springs. They're quickly back the other way. Going into lane for the reverse layup is Murphy Perkins off the glass and in. Good move by Perkins. He now has 6, and now Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 2:54 left to play in the game as Mountain Home's lead is cut to 2 all of a sudden, 29-27. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
The sports fanatics on your Christmas list would love a gift from the locker room. They carry all the name brands, including Nike, Asics, Easton, Adidas, and Under Armour. They can monogram your gifts, giving them a personal touch. Plus, they have all the area school logos and can screen print all kinds of apparel and sports gear, too. The holidays just got easier with a little help from the locker room. Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
This reminder, you're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yelva Mountain Home. Matt Sharp joining you courtside at Salem Springs High School. Tim Tibbs, my producer, back at the studio. 2:54 left to play in the first half of this boys' game as Mountain Home is up on Salem Springs 29-27. Benton will walk the ball into the front court for the Bombers. Salem Springs once again in that 3-2 zone. Benton throws it to Bashirs. Tries to give it to Waymeyer. He couldn't handle the pass. It does go out of bounds. Last touch by Salem Springs. It went off the leg of someone for Salem Springs that is not in my on my roster. Okay, no, I'm sorry. It went into Markel Suarez. Now, inbound pass goes to Mountain Home, and now foul's going to be called on Salem Springs. And a 1-1 coming up for the Bombers. That foul is on Murphy Perkins, his first personal foul, team foul number 8 against Salem Springs. So Luke Cruz at the free throw line for the 1-1 opportunity. He is 1-for-1 so far with 5 points. He misses the front end of this 1-1 though, and Sorrells gets the rebound for the Panthers. Here is Perkins with it on the right wing. He dribbles up towards the top, now gives it. Now, look, I thought he was about to give it to his teammate, but instead he dribbles toward the corner, goes up for the jumper, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Thad Wright couldn't control it as Mountain Home will get it back with 2:21 left to play in the half. It's a 2-point lead for the Bombers, 29-27 is our score. Benton across the timeline for the Bombers. And he's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. No good. And a rebound. Ball still loose. And it looks like a jump ball is going to be called. Are they going to call a foul? Nope, it's going to be a jump. And it will be a Salem Springs basketball on the possession arrow. 2:07 left to play in the half as Salem Springs gets it back, trailing by 2. 29-27 is the count. Ball goes into the front court to Sorrells. Now up top to Perkins. He'll throw it to Lashley, and now a foul away from the ball, I think, called on Mountain Home. 1:57 left in the half. And Talon Benton picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 4 against Mountain Home. Again, it's a two-point advantage for the Bombers right now. Inbound will be on the near sideline from Perkins in to right. He finds Lashley going into the paint. His layup no good. A late foul called, though, against Colton Peters. He may have gotten him, but it just seemed like it took a while before the official blew that whistle. 1:54 left in the half as Peters picks up his second personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home. So it will be Spencer Lashley at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He's got 5 points so far this evening. First free throw up and in. And he could tie the game up if he gets a second free throw. Lashley's second free throw is up. No good. Rebound. Well, looks like they're going to call a – wow, they're going to call a, a foul on Luke Cruz. They're saying he pushed his man out a little to keep him from getting that rebound. That is Luke Cruz's first personal foul, team foul number six against Mountain Home. So it will be Perkins inbounding it. He gets into Sorrells there in the paint. His shot is blocked by Waymar. Waymar comes away with the ball. Back comes Mountain Home. 29-28, Mountain Home leading it. 1:45 left to play in the half. Benton has it up at the top. He dribbles, throws it to Bashir's in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound goes, well, they're going to call foul on, I think, on Mountain Home. Where are they going? Yeah, I think they are. They're going to call. Nope, they're going to get Silent Springs with that foul. That foul's on Thad Wright, his second personal foul, team foul number nine against Silent Springs. So it will be David Waymire at the free throw line for the one-on-one opportunity. So far, he's 2 of 3 from the charity stripe with 10 points. The only player in double figures for either team. 1:34 left in the half as Waymire has a chance to build on Mount Tom's lead. And he gets the first free throws and earns a bonus.
Ingredient in Swanson chicken broth sounds like this. Whereas the first ingredient in some other broths sounds like this. Water. Great in a glass, not so great in your stuffing. For a dish with rich flavor, start with a broth made with rich golden chicken stock. Start with 100% natural Swanson broth. From soups to sides to stuffing and more, Swanson broth has been trusted for generations. Swanson. Choose natural.
Outlaws Past, brought to you by Netflix's original series, Godless.
Robert Parker's Wild Bunch gang were responsible for a string of successful bank and train robberies throughout the 1890s, including the infamous Wilcox heist of 1899. The Wild Bunch also included Harry Longabaugh. Together they rode into legend as Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Welcome to No Man's Land, Godless. All episodes available November 22nd, only on Netflix.
Across the timeline for the Bombers. Throws it to Bashir's. Down to Cruz in the left corner. Back up top to Bashir's. Over to Peters on the right side. Now he's heading towards the lane. Going up for the layup. Will not go. Offense rebound for Waymire. Can't get the foul to go, but he draws contact and he'll head back to the charity stripe with 44.4 seconds left. Spencer Lashley picks up his second personal foul. That does put Mountain Home in the double bonus. This is going to be two shots regardless, as Waymire was in the act of shooting. First shot for Waymire is up. No good. One more chance to make this a two-possession game. It is a three-point lead for the Bombers right now. 31-28 is the score. Waymire so far with 12 points. Second shot for Waymire. He misses both, and the rebound is controlled by Norberg. Back comes Silent Springs. Here Sorrells quickly into the front court. He has the ball on the left side. Now he's heading down to the lane, going up for the reverse layup. Blocked by Waymire. Mountain Home comes away with the basketball for a second. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Sorrells. And Sorrells had knocked away that ball from Waymire. It goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will have possession with 32.7 seconds left. 31-28, Bombers leading it. Baylor Cresselius checking out of the game as he's replaced by Talon Benton. Benton will take the inbound pass from Bashir's, walking into the front court, and most likely hold for the last shot of the half. It's a three-point lead for the Bombers. Again, Silent Springs in that 3-2 zone. 15 seconds left. Benton still dribbling up toward the top. 10 seconds. Benton will start to make a move to avoid the double team, especially. Now he's going to be tied up. It's going to be a jump ball, and it will be Mount Salem's basketball on the possession arrow. I think Josh Fulcher is wanting a foul call on the Mount Salem sideline, and he's not going to get it. But Mount Salem will keep possession with 6.1 seconds left to try to build on their three-point lead. Bashirs throws it into Benton. 5 seconds. Ben going into the lane, finds Waymire in the paint. His shot will not go. Gets the follow-up, though, off the glass and in. And that's the way this first half will end. Mountain Home will go into the locker room up 5. Well, after two quarters of play, it is Mountain Home on top of Salem Springs, 33-28. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Give joy, get joy this weekend at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Be ready for Thanksgiving and get an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, cook the ultimate feast with the Food Network Dutch Oven or Roaster for $31.99. Throw pillows for a festive home are $14.39. And plush Sonoma Goods for Life towels for all your guests are just $7.19. This weekend at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid November 17th to 19th with promo code FFAMILY20. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Navy Federal is proud to serve over 1 million veterans and their families.
The military bond, I feel like, is the strongest.